Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Had some technical snafus this morning getting uploaded, so I apologize for that. Just had to re-record, get it up a little bit later than normal. My apologies, but today we're going to be talking about how to expect the enemy. And our verse will be 1 Peter 5. 8 through 9. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So we continue my trip down memory lane playing ball back in the day, and you know, I remember my last middle school football game. We had just won the county championship my eighth grade year, and the season ended well, but, you know, it didn't start so hot. I'll never forget the first drive of the first game we played that year. I was the center, and we had worked all summer getting our game plan installed, and in practice we ran it good, but the first game, man, was a different story. We lined up for the first drive, ready to rock, feeling confident. But that first drive was disastrous, man. I mishandled a snap on first down. A running back was tackled for a loss on second down. And our quarterback misses receiver by about 3 yards on third down for an incompletion. And when we got to the sideline, coach said, "Men, you look like you weren't even expecting them to play defense. You look like you thought they were just going to let you score." You know how hard we've worked on running this system, and they've been working just as hard to stop it. Now get out there on the next drive and answer. And you know, I thought about this as I get older. This was a good point. In sports, there's usually one group working to achieve their desired goal, and there's another group working hard to derail them. And this parallels our Christian life too. You know, we often forget that the enemy is working to knock us off course. The enemy wants to steal from us, kill us, ultimately destroy us. He never takes days off. And as the verse we read says, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. From Genesis 3 to Job to Peter to today, the enemy's prowling, lurking, roaming, ready to pounce and devour. And I can picture him standing off at the edge of the woods just with blood running from his teeth, looking for the next victim to stray from the flock. He's waiting, watching, studying, putting in a game plan. But as believers, we have an answer to this and a game plan that won't fail. And our plan is to resist him firm in the faith. What does this mean? Ephesians 6:16 tells us to take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And our game plan is to rest in God, fight with faith, and extinguish the arrows from the enemy with the power of Christ. There is no other option. We can't fight the battle in our own strength. And, you know, it's just something we have to rely on God's strength to do. We have to not just know there's an enemy lurking, but we have to expect it and have a plan to defeat it. And that plan rests in God's strength, not ours. So will you expect the enemy and be ready, or neglect the enemy and be destroyed? We must expect the enemy and rely on the God who called us to the purpose for the victory. See you next time.